House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced today that the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol on Friday, 1 week after her death. Friday or Saturday is also the time when President Trump told Fox News that he expects to announce his choice to fill her vacancy.
And the fight over that replacement is on. Democrats crying hypocrisy as Republicans move forward after refusing to hold a hearing for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee in 2016, more than 8 months before that election. Republicans are saying that was then they were the opposition. This is now they support the president. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales is here. And Claudia, there are 53 Republicans in the Senate, 47 Democrats, 4 Republicans would need to defect to prevent the nomination from going forward. 2 have Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski saying they think it should wait until the people have voted. So what other names are floating about possible defectors?
So some potential other names that we are still wondering about include Utah Senator Mitt Romney. That's someone who hasn't expressed any kind of details on where he's going to weigh on this, as well as Cory Gardner of Colorado. That is another Republican senator, and he is in a reelection fight right now, and he hasn't made clear where he's going to fall down on this. And then in terms of other senators, there are some like Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, who earlier this year told local state reporters that he wouldn't recommend such a move if Trump wasn't reelected. So far, he's only expressed condolences like some of the others that remain wild cards at this time. And then there's retiring Senator Lamar Alexander, and it's possible he could play a role here as a swing vote.
There's also the possibility that the vote on a nominee could be delayed until the lame duck session between the election and the inauguration, or in this case, as votes are still being counted. But the Democrat Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, husband of Gabby Giffords, is running for Arizona's Senate seat. How does he factor into that vote?
So that's an interesting twist. Because of the individual in that seat at this time, that's Senator Martha McSally. She was appointed to that seat in a special move there. She could have to leave that seat earlier than planned. And that could mean that if Kelly wins this race, he could move into that seat as early as the end of November. And so this is something that the local newspaper there talked to legal experts about this, who said that that was a very big possibility. If that happens, it's going to shrink the margins. Right now, they can lose only 3 Republicans to proceed with this confirmation vote on the Senate floor. If they lose one of those Republicans in McSally, that means that margin is going to be even that much thinner, and they can't lose the 3. They can only lose 2 at most. They can only lose the 3 at most because they will have issues, yes, trying to reach those numbers, because it's doubtful any Democrats right now are going to support this move.
The Republican Ted Cruz told Fox News there could be a constitutional crisis if the vacancy isn't filled, especially if the court has to weigh in on the results. Cruz, of course, felt the exact opposite in 2016. But Emily Bazelon, the legal expert, told us that the president and Republicans can constitutionally, pick a justice who could then be the deciding vote if the Supreme Court has to weigh in on the election. But do you see any problems?
So this is going to be completely uncharted territory that we go into if we end up with a situation where there's an election in question, and whether we have just an 8-member panel for the Supreme Court. I think that it's going to be tough to say whether there could be issues to come up. It's kind of a day by day as folks are getting a better sense of what could happen with the Supreme Court, if we could have a new justice seated in time or not, and that won't be a factor, or if it will. I think it's a wait and see.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Democrats have been talking about payback, saying that the Republicans are playing with fire, talking about things they might do down the road. But now pretty much they don't have many options. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.